Why men drift when God is not at the center. Drift is really a decision. It's what happens to a man who never set his center on purpose. No man wakes up and decides to drift. Drift is not a choice. It's the absence of one. It's what fills the space when a man stops setting direction on purpose. The current was always moving. He just stopped rowing against it. And now he's somewhere he never intended to be, wondering how he got there. Ask most men where God is in their lives, and they will say he matters. They mean it. But meaning it and centering on it are two different things. A man can believe in God sincerely and still build his actual life around something else. His work, his image, his fear, his appetite, and never notice a gap until pressure exposes it. The real issue. The problem is not that men reject God. Most do not. The problem is that they assign him a seat instead of the center. He becomes one priority among many. Family, career, health, faith, hobbies. Listed like that, faith looks honored. In practice, it competes. And whatever a man actually organizes his decisions around is the real center, no matter what he says on Sunday. When God is not central, everything else has to fight for alignment. Money pulls one way, ego another, comfort a third. There is no fixed point to orient by, so the man drifts toward whatever is loudest that week. He calls it being busy, being realistic, being a provider. Underneath it, it's just a life leaning in the direction of the true center. What scripture says, Jesus has not come to seek the kingdom among your other priorities. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. First is a position, not a feeling. It is the thing that everything else gets arranged around. This is why center is the first move in Build a Man First. It is not the spiritual decoration on a life built by other rules. It is the foundation the rest of the structure depends on. The house does not drift because the roof failed. It drifts because the foundation was never set. Fix the center and the leaning stops on its own, because everything else finally has something solid to hold on to. How to start building. Center on God is not a mood you summons. It's an order you set and then reset until your decisions begin bending toward him by default. Start with an honest audit. Look at your last month, your calendar, your spending, your attention. Not what you say you value, what those three things prove you value. That is your real center. Then make one concrete correction, not a vague promise to do better. One decision where God moves from the edge to the front. The first hour of the day, the first portion of your income, the first voice you consult before a major call. Center is rebuilt in specifics, not sentiments. Do it before you feel spiritual enough. Drift does not wait for you to feel ready, and neither should the correction. You set the center on purpose, and you keep setting it, until rowing becomes a habit, and the current stops deciding where you end up. Reflection questions. Look honestly at your last month. What does your time and money say is actually at the center of your life? Where have you been asking God to bless a direction you never asked him to set? What would change this week if God were the first voice you consulted instead of the last? Action step. Audit your calendar and spending from the past month. Name your real center honestly, then make one concrete decision that moves God from the edge to the front this week. You will not stop drifting by trying harder in 10 directions. You stop drifting by setting one center and refusing to move it. Set it on God and let the rest of your life finally lean towards something that holds.